Can you hear yourself all right?
I think so.
There you go.
So you can like edit stuff out, right?
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely.
Cool.
I mean, the first interview I did went like 20 minutes just because we just were talking about service. And I'm gonna have to cut that down to like 3.
Okay.
So I'm sitting here with Aaron Stevens.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks. And let's just start with a pretty simple question, or just tell us a little bit who you are and what you do.
Yeah, so currently I'm a college student, and I'm studying special education and American Sign Language interpreting, and I'm in my second year, and absolutely love it, and I would say on the side for work, I do a lot of babysitting and caregiving and that sort of thing. And just absolutely love it. So
what does, the caregiving look like?
So right now, I've been caregiving for a 9-year-old girl for about a year now. And she has special needs. She has autism and CP. And so I do a lot of, educational stuff with her during the school year. And like last year we were teaching her how to, read letters and make sounds and things like that. And I also have her on the weekends. And so I do a lot of like entertaining her and taking her out and, just having fun with her and her family. So, yeah.
That's awesome. I know that being a father of a child with special needs, it's really a service even to me to have the people who can work with my son so that I can be his dad and not have to try to be his therapist or speech therapist. Or, I mean, I try to reinforce what they're teaching them, of course, but it's a great, great thing to work with special needs kids. And it takes a special kind of person too. So first question I have for you is, I'd like to hear a little bit about how you serve others in your day-to-day life.
Yeah. So like I said, I do a lot of, caregiving, and that's probably the biggest way that I just absolutely love it. And, getting to kind of, like you said, getting to let the parents just kind of take a step back and, you know, be with the other kids and, just being able to be with the kid that I'm with. And, I just absolutely love it. So.
Great. What led you into a life of, and not just a life, but, you know, pursuing a career in service of others?
Growing up, I did a lot of volunteering. My parents really pushed that with all of us kids, and we would just kind of go out and do it as a family. And I, you know, we would always have a good time with it and just kind of encouraging that, you know, it's such a positive thing to be able to help others. And when I was 15, I, through a family friend, was offered a one-time job that ended up being more of a long-term thing for the next year, being able to work with their daughter, who also had special needs, and just kind of, they taught me, they were kind of like my base and, kind of taught me everything I needed to know about working with the special needs community. And I just had the best time with them and kind of just really learned a lot and, just really, really enjoyed being able to serve their daughter and serve their family.
So you'd say that was kind of the defining moment of, is there anything else from like your younger years that really stood out to you of like what you did as a service project or something that was a early childhood memory?
I would really just say doing a lot of volunteering as a kid. We would, once a year we would ring the bell for the Salvation Army, and that was something we always did as a family. And we would, everybody would bring their instruments cause we were all a band family except for me who did choir. But, we would, play our instruments and ring the bell and, you know, collect money for the Salvation Army. And we did that every single year and we still continue to do it. And, that was probably one of the bigger things that we consistently did as a family every year.
Were you guys part of the Salvation Army?
My dad's dad was.
So you had a connection there.
Yeah, yeah. And so he, so we would always, you know, connect with their church every year and ring the bell for them. So.
Well, very cool.
Yeah.
How is service an important spiritual discipline, and how has it helped you in your work outside of the church? First, just maybe answer the question of, in your mind, how do you view service as being an important spiritual discipline?
For me, I've always, you know, I always think that actions speak louder than words. And I'm not really somebody who feels comfortable going out and talking about my faith openly with people I don't know that well. And so I think that being able to go after this calling that I feel like God's placed on my heart has been, just lost my train of thought.
Happens all the time. It's the power of edit.
Right. but I feel like God's really, really placed the special needs community on my heart, and being able to serve them, I think that I would hope to think that a lot of people can see my love of God through working with these kids.
What's something that you've done where you've seen an impact in the lives of those you've served?
So I think a lot of the kids that I work with have different kind of behavioral or medical issues, and that weighs on the family and weighs on the parents heavily a lot. And so I think I really love to be helpful. And I think there have been, you know, recently, even there was a girl that I was working with, and she was in the hospital. She was down in downtown, and, the mom let me know, and I had kind of said, you know, do you want me to come down for a few hours? I can sit with her. You can go and, you know, get some lunch and have some time to yourself. And she was, you know, really, really excited about that. So I, went downtown and sat with the girl. And little did I know that that was the last time I was going to see her. I had no idea that it was a more serious time that she was going to be in the hospital. But getting to spend some time with her was really nice, and knowing that I had some part in relieving maybe even a little bit of stress off of the mom or off of the families that I've worked with over the years. And even going the other way, how it's affected me, I think there was... the family that I worked with when I was 15. And I remember the mom saying, I think that one of the things that my daughter contributes to the world is being able to, have people want to help kids like her. And I kind of laughed at her and was like, that's not something that I'm really interested in doing. And, you know, we laugh about it years later because now I'm going into special education. So I think that the kids have also really, really had a huge impact on me as well.
Sure.
And leading a more positive life.
Nice. How have you used your service outside of the church to expand the kingdom of God?
I think I would just go back to kind of talking about how God really did place this community on my heart, and that, you know, through my actions and deciding to go after this calling that he's placed on my heart, has really, allowed me to show God's love to other people that I've gotten to work with. So.
Nice. Aaron, thanks so much for joining us and taking the time out of your busy schedule to answer some questions about service.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Awesome.